Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reefa. Good morning, and I believe it's July, 27th? My God, the time goes so fast. Anyway, we are in our summertime, and I know everybody's been going on trips. I've noticed the traffic has been a little bit lighter, which is good. And I don't know if I have any plans on going on vacation. It's been so long, I think we'll just basically enjoy the summertime. And from California. So I think that's why we're going to do it. So no trips. If you live in California, we're going to just take advantage of that. Do we have Reefa with us? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to see if Reefa calls in. She may be out of town. But, you know, everybody, we talked about...
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
You know, we talk about our trips and we talk about all this, you know, all the planning and so on and so forth. Sometimes you just got to kick back and not stress out. You know, if you're retired or if you're not retired, it doesn't make any difference. If you don't, I mean, just because summer's here doesn't mean you have to go somewhere and spend a lot of money. You know, enjoy where you're at sometimes. But for my hot topic, I want to hit you with the did you know scenario again. In an article I found on coach3.com, baby boomers are becoming aware that they are experiencing a different type of retirement than their previous generation. Okay? You probably can relate to that. Compared to other generations, the confident and independent baby boomers, they need more money than their parents' generation to live comfortably. Well, that's a no-brainer. I mean, going back a little bit, I remember driving by Martin's gas station. Gas was, you take a date out, gas was about 22 cents a gallon. Getting in the movies was maybe, a dollar or something. So, yeah, the cost of living does go up, but there is a big difference. And I wonder sometimes, does it balance out if you're paying $10,000 or $15,000 for a house when people were making $5,000 a year compared to paying $300,000 for a house when they're making $80,000? I just wonder, why don't we just leave it all the way it was? And then we don't have to worry about this inflation. I don't, maybe it doesn't work that way. I'm not an economist, but anyway, they need to make more money than their parents' generation to live comfortably. We all know that. Their generation is more self-indulgent than their parents. Okay, we want to do more stuff, and you know, if you want to go skydiving and so on, it costs more money. They will be healthier, they say, for us baby boomers, and live longer. Okay, Americans born between 1946 and 1964, that's us, okay, that's the baby boomers, they believe that they will still be working during their retirement years. Okay, that's well, let's look into some numbers here. 8 in 10 plan to work at least part-time. And one of the things they're talking about, what bothers people? Is it their health? Is it whatever? Well, yep. Let's see, what are they coming out? Yeah, that's 3 rights in a row. Financial stress is the main theme of a Putnam investigation. Survey of 2,000 people who retired between 1998 and the year 2002, 70% said that they wish they had saved more, and 59% said that they regretted that they did not start investing earlier in life. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. A lot of us, you know, when we get the money, there's a lot of things at hand that you want to spend. But isn't it funny that if you lose your purse or wallet and you have $200 or $300 in it, oh well, it's gone, and you start over, and you can live without or find a way of getting around that loss. So why not take out a little bit once in a while? We're going to get on that later. Today, many seniors are going back to work because of the higher cost of living, and the savings are being depleted. Another factor is healthcare. Although many of them have good coverage, it's the deductibles that are very costly and eating up their savings. And I told you about my neighbors. You're probably tired of hearing that story. That was a real shock, and they were doing fine. They original owners of the house should have been paid off. But what was eating away at them continually were the deductibles. They got to the point where they had to start taking money out of their house, or some people have to just get loans to pay the deductibles. Well, you don't have to lose your house because of a scenario like that. You just have to look into it. Although the high cost of living is having an effect on retirement, it does not have to be doom and gloom. Okay, it's not all doom and gloom. We're in a situation, everybody realizes that, okay, it's getting expensive. And, well, you remember the scenario I told you, the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year. Well, some people made $144,000 and some people made less than that. So the average that the economists say that they should be saving is 11 times that amount, which is about $500,000. Well, in reality, okay, who remembers? Okay, that's right. Okay. Yep. I got a couple responses, and some people remember from the previous shows. The average baby boomer retires with about $40,000 to $45,000 in the bank, which everyone knows that doesn't last. I mean, you go out on a few trips, or, you know, you have more time on your hands. You just have more time on your hands after you retire. You have your kids, your grandkids. There's so many scenarios that eat up your money that you have to do better than that. Well, on the positive side, remember, it's never too late to put workable budget into place. There are many ways to bring into extra income, especially in today's technology. You can use the computer at home. This is another, go to the prior shows and see all the scenarios of making extra money. Actually, by working at least part-time can be good for you. It keeps you busy, and it keeps you from going out spending the money. See, when you have all that extra time on your hands, what do? A lot of times people see the situation where they get up and they're not working anymore. So they might go over to this store or that store. I'm not going to name the stores, but they might look for plants. They might go to, secondhand shops. So what are you doing? You're packing more stuff in your house, which you're not supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be emptying it out, which we talked about before. So your house is more organized and saving money. So remember the importance of a good budget, and what's more important is sticking to it. You know, this is the scenario with everything. It's the same with the eating thing, which I have a little problem with. And I talk to so many people that have, you know, they tell us about the diets and you are what you eat and so on and so forth. And I know the importance of that. Oh, I have to just take a deep breath. It's just going in the kitchen, getting that machine, putting the stuff in it, and doing it. And I saw a t-shirt one time and said, just do it. Not so easy. Easier said than done. But if you can get in the habit of doing it, these are a couple little tips. You don't have to go through years of education, read tons of books. You know, the bottom line is just try to get enough sleep. Try to do this juicing thing. Throw in cabbage, spinach, zucchini, carrots, broccoli. Get enough water and you eat the berries. Try to cut out the sweets, you know, but talking about the guy who's the wrong person to be telling you for that. I mean, if they say you are what you eat, then I'm a walking chocolate chip cookie. But if you could just do those basic things, and as far as, all right, that's for the food, but as far as the exercise, you don't have to run to the gym all the time and go crazy with all that stuff. Every day, do some stretches, do some walking, maybe get a bike or whatever the scenario is. If you can't ride a bike, just try to get some moving in.
Easyway Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay, so check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. I'll hook you up.
Show is gone again. I'm still connected, but I hear nothing. Hello?
Pepper, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I think I got it back online. I'm trying to get my dad. I'm about to...
Hi, Jim. I'm...
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Rita Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com
on blogtalkradio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Just real quick, Pepper, are you on the line? Okay, we have a call-in guest, Pepper J with Actors Reporter, trying to get her online. She's a very busy lady, and she was going to call in. We had a little technical glitch, but I will hold on and see if Pepper can get through. But, you know, I repeat this stuff over and over because I see the situations with a lot of people, and health is becoming an issue. You really don't have these conversations in your 20s and 30s and 40s that much, but I'm seeing it a little bit more as I get older. And, you know, you really don't have to get up off the couch, and it shouldn't take a couple minutes. And you shouldn't have to shuffle the restaurant. You know, all we got to do is keep moving more. We have to just, you know, stretching is really good. If nothing else, do your stretches and so on and so forth. And do that juice once in a while. And, I mean, it's easier said than done. I know it's not easy, but, you know, it makes a difference. But anyway, if we're all good, I'm just going to hold on and see if Pepper can call in. And I'm going to go over a little report I put together for you. I just want to keep us on track because I've been just... You know, I do research. I do a lot of research on these reports.